With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The Monterey International Pop Festival happened just one time back in 1967. It was a three-day event that celebrated rock and roll. Many of the musicians, mostly unknown at the time, went on to become superstars. This weekend, its 50th anniversary will be celebrated with a return of the Monterey Pop. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
It's hard to imagine a time when no one really knew Jimi Hendrix, but the Monterey International Pop Festival was it. When Hendrix took the stage in the summer of 1967, he hadn't made his mark on the American music scene. That all changed when he finished his set with Wild Thing. This is where Hendrix became legend for lighting his guitar on fire. He called it a sacrifice. There was another big name who was virtually unknown until she made her appearance at the Monterey County Fairgrounds.
I ran into a chick in Texas by the name of Janis Joplin.
She then blew the audience away with her band Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Right then and there, I knew and she knew that she was big, and she was going on from there bigger.
Penny Varighi was there.
Mostly, I was wandering around stoned, you know, appreciating everything.
She remembers booths selling crystals, strangers handing out flowers, and a man and his pregnant wife who set up a teepee in the middle of the fairgrounds. And there was the music.
It had the cream of it all. L.A., England, San Francisco. And there was just so much love. So much incredible love.
She was a Marin housewife, model, and actress. Varighi is now 88 and living in Big Sur. An original poster from the Monterey Pop hangs from the ceiling in her home. The shelf behind her is packed with records. She pulls out Ravi Shankar live at the Monterey Pop.
Here.
The album cover has faded with time, but there she is in the corner, practically on stage, her face beaming with joy. Her late husband, Paul, was stage manager for the Monterey Pop, just as he was for the Monterey Jazz Festival. Varighi says, as a rule, she generally stayed in the audience.
Well, I'm sitting out there watching all of these chickies hanging from the set and around and stuff like that, all the followers. And I said to my husband on Sunday afternoon, I am going to be on that stage. Ravi is my man, and I'm going to be as close as possible.
Also in the audience throughout the three-day festival were the performers themselves. Lou Adler is one of the co-producers of the original Monterey Pop. I reached him by phone in L.A.
There was no social media before that, so a lot of these performers had never spoken to or seen a performance by the other artists.
The idea behind the event was to bring respect to rock and roll as an art form, and it did that. Adler says after all these performers got together, there was a sense of power.
Up until that time, the record companies pretty much dictated how many albums you would do, what the theme would be, what the cover looked like, how it would be marketed. That all changed after Monterey.
Adler says right away they knew it was such an iconic event that it could never be repeated. That said, there are connections between 1967 and this weekend's Monterey International Pop Festival.
This following program is dedicated to the people and the city of San Francisco.
Eric Burden and the Animals, who played at the original, take the stage on Friday. Nora Jones will perform Saturday night. She's Ravi Shankar's daughter. And Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead, which also played the original Monterey Pop, will close out the show on Sunday night. Larry Chavez, for one, can't wait to be there. He was too young to make the first. He owns the Monterey Rock and Roll Experience, a memorabilia shop in Monterey. He'll have a booth at the event.
I want everybody to come with an open mind. Many of these groups that are coming are in their 20s. Just like it was back in 67, a lot of those groups, they were unknown. They were in their 20s. They had the whole world before them. And hopefully that in itself would honor the past.
There are some unfamiliar names performing, and perhaps 50 years from now, we'll be amazed that they were once virtually unknown. Krista Omenzon, KAZU News.